Chris and I closed first half, and it's almost like we've seen this game play out.
Deja vu, you know, tough first half, you know, keep it close, play some really good football in the first quarter, and then just too many errors, too many penalties, too many turnovers in the second half.
Can I ask you what Taylor Cornelius again needs?
Yeah, he stubbed his toe tonight. He had, and his buddies didn't help him. I mean, we had a drop early, and then we had a drop at the 3-yard line, which all those are points. And then we turn around and throw a ball behind Dunbar, and it results in a turnover in the red zone. So those are all points. And unfortunately, that's those things cost us.
What are you seeing? Sorry to interrupt. What are you seeing from your team when stumbles happen, bad things happen? Are you seeing a sag that they're having trouble pushing through?
Yeah, we were playing really good defense in the first half there, and we gave up the one play in zone when, you know, our quarters defender got caught shallow with one vertical route, and you know, after that, it seemed like we were on our heels after that, and it's the first time our secondary really looked, looked porous at times, you know, so. We and 37. I mean, he had a tough game, and you go in there and look at our production board. He's one of the top, six or seven guys. So he just get a couple big, big plays on him, and he got a little bit big eyed.
What are you seeing on the discipline front and the penalties?
Discipline's just it was horrible tonight. I'd like to apologize to everybody, that's listening to this. You got 13 penalties. We're averaging, I think, 7 or 8. When you have 13 penalties for 163, that results in somewhere around 12, 13 points. And can't have it.
Chris, I got to ask you about this home losing streak. It's climbing into some pretty historic.
Yeah, it's one more than what it was last week. We unfortunately didn't follow through, and I felt good about the game plan. I felt good about our matchup. They're a good football team. There's no doubt they were better than what their record shows. And Orlando is a tremendous football coach. His staff is really good. They've got some good players. So, but at the same time, I feel like we matched up really well with them. But in the second half, we came out and just didn't play good football.
Speaking of records, 0-6 to start the season. This is a brand new territory for this club too. What is for the season now?
Well, I mean, all I can do is rely on, things in the past, and unfortunately we had some similar situations like this in Saskatchewan, and all I was able to do is go in there and say, what do you want me to tell you? There's no magic formula. We're going to have to go keep grinding, keep working, and keep believing, pull for each other. Nobody can do it by themselves, regardless of what they think, and the team is way more important than any one individual.
I know this game's just done, Chris, but I got to ask you about your quarterback situation again heading into next week.
Yeah, it's tough. We'll see. Dagie did a real nice job coming in, and we were 3 scores now, and the thing I would warn him of is, there are a lot of press man early in the game. Then when you're 3 scores, you're backing off, and so. You have to look at those things because it's pro football. It's not, we're not dealing with high school or college football. It's pro football. So if you get the whole game plan, you've got to be able to make some of those throws that are necessary early. You can't take anything away from anybody. Again, Taylor's got to take care of the football. Taylor probably, if you've interviewed him, he's probably told you the same thing. It's his job to take care of the football. And those 2 turnovers were key. They were big. In the second half in there, but I was proud of how Dagie. I mean, I watched him the whole time in the third quarter, and I watched him. He wanted to get in the game. When he got his opportunity, he made the throws and got hit. He got smashed one time about play 2, and got hit pretty good, and he got up and still delivered football.
There's only so much, I guess, in your position you'd be able to do about morale and team spirit and all that. How much of a challenge for your leadership is it going to be to keep this going in the right direction?
Yeah, it's tough. You have to be creative in, some of the things that you do. You got to make sure that you're giving them enough time off. Of course, we're made to give them one day a week off. So, I mean, they'll have their day off. But you're going to have to be creative to try to get them back to that game. None of them would have thought they'd have been in this position 6 weeks ago. They all thought we'd have a better football team, a better record than what we got. Now it's a matter of us just continuing to grind.